You're not allowed to use beams which are four wide. Even if you turn them on its side, where they no longer have four. If they're not four wide, then they are kasher. Even if they're slanted, but we don't use boards at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this prohibition is since there is a shame psul on them, they are like metal. Why is there a shame psul on them? Because of Gzeiras Tikra, because they used to use this for their roofs, and so we don't want it to come to use something which to use your regular roof, so therefore not allowed to use it. So therefore, if it's something which is not normally used for a roof, so then it would be permissible. However, again, we said that we don't use it at all, and the reason is because we're afraid you might come to use it in such a fashion in which rain will not be able to come in. Mishnah Berurah quotes Sarmi Shonim, who say that nowadays it's Asur Medina, since nowadays we do use these beams, even if they are less than four tefachim, to make our roofs, and therefore Gzeiras Tikra does apply. And again, this is a discussion regarding the mats, whether it be permissible to use them or not. If you put a sheet out on top of the schach, either because of the sun, or under it because you don't want anything to fall off of the schach onto you. Klamar shelo you alav kisamin notion al shulchano psula, that is pasal of a melo peres elena osa. But if you do it for beautification, for decorations, then ksheir vushay besochar ba'al eschach, as long as it's within four tefachim of the schach, because then it is considered to be batal to the schach. But if it's too far away, then it's not batal anymore, and it will act as an oel. But again, since this is the tzorach of the sukkah, it is batal to it, and you're allowed to use it. Some say that if you have a kosher sukkah, but you're afraid that the schach is going to start to fall apart, and you'll end up with not enough schach. So you put the sheet there in order that it not dry out and fall apart. Or under it, so that again, it's in order to allow the sukkah to remain kosher. Since it's acting in order to allow it to remain kosher, that is possible. But if it's just in order to prevent from heat, or for beautification, then it's kasher. Uvachali b'sochar ba'al eschach, as long as it's within four tefachim of the schach, so it is batal to it. Milachachili yase, elim kein hu nikar lakol shemachabeng de lahagim. Lachachili, you should not do this at all, unless it's clear that it is in order to protect you from the heat. Oshu shar b'mayim, or it's so wet, sh'aznikar lakol she'ino sholtcho sham el yabesh, that it's obvious you're putting the sheet there in order for it to dry.